It's time for the free kick with Atlanta United president Darren Eales. Brought to you by Associated Credit Union. Better than a bank and anyone can join. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. Happy Tuesday. Coming up, we got the dog report, guys. We'll talk some college football and throw some Georgia Tech in there as well. I think the expectations for them should be on the tick upwards. We'll get into that coming up. But right now, joining us live in studio, Darren Eales, making his weekly visit. It is good to see you. You're all smiles. Congratulations on
England
and all the success that they've had thus far.
Yeah, afternoon, chaps. Yeah, it's a great time at the moment with England in the semifinals of the World Cup and Atlanta United top of the table.
The manager, team manager. We were just talking to Darren before during the commercial break before we started the conversation. Seems like he's got the right guy for the job. A younger coach who kind of coached the youth. A lot of these guys he's got familiarity with, and it seems like he's not letting the tail wag the dog. How the English press and all the egos of bigger players in the past have kind of derailed their trips to the World Cup.
Yeah, I think he's done a great job. So Gareth Southgate's actually got a team. So that's what we always lacked as England. We were a bunch of stars that couldn't quite perform together, whereas now he's got that team ethos. And I think in international football, you see those teams that are successful, those people that are prepared to play a role that suits that team style rather than their sort of where they might play in the Premier League. And I think that's what we've got. And it's been great for the country because they weren't expecting us to do as well as we have. So everyone's just gone nuts on the it's coming home and getting excited for tomorrow's game.
Well, we'll see where that goes. And certainly we have some other questions in regards to the World Cup. Let's talk about our Atlanta United and go back to the start of this week, earlier last week, should I say, with the road trip. Dallas and then, you know, Philadelphia, we look like the team that I expect to watch week in and week out. What were your thoughts on the Dallas matchup where we, you know, fall apart late? It was a tough loss. And I remember coming in the next day and we were just frustrated. You know, it was like we had it and then you're like, no. What did you think about that, L?
Yeah, I mean, it was disappointing because, as you know, we had the 2-1 lead with 5 minutes to go. But these things happen. And I think it's all about how you react to it. And so, yes, we were disappointed. But what I was really pleased with was, you know, the bounce back ability that we had in the game against Philadelphia. So it's pretty incredible this year. Every time we've actually dropped points, it's 8 times now. In the next game, we haven't lost. So, the reality is we've been able to do that, come back and win those games. And that's really important. And that's why, you know, it's no accident that we're top of the table with 40 points from 20 games, because even if we have a blip and there's a disappointment, I think Tata's done a great job with the team of learning from that and trying to take that lesson on board and taking it into the next game. And I thought Philadelphia in particular, which could have been quite a, you know, excuses of tiredness. She'd played midweek in a very hot game in Dallas. She'd traveled then straight to Philadelphia. First half was pretty even, but then second half, we just sort of stepped it up a bit. And the second team goal was absolutely tremendous. The way that the players passed that, the vision, it was just a wonderful goal, and it'll clearly be goal of the week again because our fans will vote
it
in.
It was just so beautiful, the exchange between Miggy and Joseph and then Tito Vicalba with the goal. We get this all the time. And you have a really nasty habit, you cheeky general manager, owner, boss guy, of whenever Carly comes on with us, and then we ask him about moves, and then the next minute the move is made.
No doubt.
But he's blushing already. I mean, as much as you can talk about it, interest in a guy like Miguel Almirón from international teams.
Yeah, look, it's going to be interesting. We've got to all get used to the fact that there'll be speculation and agents trying to put stories in the paper and clubs trying to sort of, you know, register their interest. But the reality is, you know, we're not going to do any business this window. We're focusing on, an exciting second season for Atlanta United, and we want to win titles. You know, we've said that all along. It's about winning trophies, and Miguel's a professional. He's got his head down, and he says that in all the interviews. He's just focused on Atlanta United at the moment.
Darren Eales in studio with us here on Dukes and Bell. Talk about Joseph Martinez this season. Obviously, the injury kind of set him back last year. I just think he's been fabulous all year long now. That's not to take away from guys like Gressel, who I think is having an amazing season as well. You know, you could talk about some of the other guys that have stepped up in the place of Darlington Nagbe as well. But Joseph Martinez specifically.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. I mean, 18 goals that he's got now this season. You know, add that to what he scored last season, he's scoring a goal a game. And there was a stat they did on ESPN earlier this week, which had the top 5 leagues in Europe as well as the MLS. And he's up there with Messi, Ronaldo, you know, these players that Lewandowski that are scoring at that rate. You know, he's in that sort of level of company because it's the most valuable part of soccer is scoring the goals, and you're worth your weight in gold. And, you know, Joseph has been amazing. But what I will say is I was really impressed with him in the Philadelphia game is his his all-around effort. So, you know, he has been a goal scorer. And if there's been a criticism, it's perhaps that he doesn't get himself involved in the game during the regular run of play. But the passes he was playing to, played a great ball to Barco in the game against Philadelphia, a wonderful reverse pass for the second goal that we scored from. You know, he's starting to do those sort of things as well. So when you add that to the goals he scores, it's just making him an even better player. And, you know, it's exciting to think, you know, with the All-Star game coming up, he's number seven. We heard Cristiano Ronaldo, number seven, has signed for Juventus today. So we could have a clash of the number sevens on the 1st of August.
I mean, I think most women that are listening to the show would be happy just to see Cristiano Ronaldo in street clothes, let alone in shorts on the field. Probably more than without any clothes, period. Darren Eales is with us, president of Atlanta United FC. We'll be taking on Seattle in a very awesome atmosphere. Can't wait till Sunday. We're going to have the World Cup final, perhaps England-France, fingers crossed. And we're going to take on the Sounders, and Fox will hold off on the beginning of the game until the conclusion of World Cup if it did go into extra time.
Yeah, looks like it's going to be a huge day for Atlanta United. If you look back to our game against Orlando, we got a lot of worldwide press because our game was a bigger audience than any of the World Cup on that day. And that was something that really resonated around the globe. The number of newspapers that called up and were doing stories about that. Now, fast forward to the game on Sunday. We're going to have the World Cup final, England beating France, leading into...
You missed that little bit right there.
Leading into Atlanta United against Seattle. You know, we're going to be again full bowl. We're hopefully going to be close to perhaps breaking the record again in terms of the biggest ever crowd in the history of Major League Soccer. And to have that on TV, I think, is going to really showcase the sport. So, you know, we're really excited about that. And it's going to be a huge TV audience as well.
And what Carl and I were talking about yesterday with Jason Longshore, the Guardian, the English newspaper, putting out the list of the most watchable MLS teams. And we're number one for atmosphere and for the style of play.
Yeah, and it was really rewarding for me because I look back to when we started the club and the sort of things we wanted to do, and it was all there in one paragraph. You know, it was about, you know, how we look on the pitch with the kit, how we play our style of play, the amazing atmosphere from our fans, the amazing stadium, all of those things that we wanted when we were building Atlanta United, we got, which was great. And then quickly on the Seattle game as well, we have the viewing party for the World Cup. I know it's important, state of Georgia. You can get a drink at 11 o'clock in the stadium, so an hour earlier than anywhere else.
That's right.
So if England are in a final, I'm going to name a bar on Thursday that I'll be at, and I want all the England supporters to come and join me in the stadium.
Well, there you go, because I was just about to ask you, where would you watch England beat France, if that's to play out that way? So now you know. So make sure you follow Darren Eales. Darren, as we talk about, you know, this team, and certainly we mentioned Martinez, where do you see Barco at this point with how he's progressed? Obviously, he hasn't played in all 20 matches, but where do you see him?
Yeah, look, I think the first thing to remember is he's a very young player. So he's just turned 19. He's travelled abroad for the first time in his career. So again, to put it in that context, I think we've been more than pleased with the way that he's settled in. He had an injury as well, which never helps at the start of a season.
Right.
What I really liked, and again, I'll use Philadelphia as an example, is, you know, he had a couple of frustrating chances where you could see his frustration, where he sort of had an opportunity perhaps to get a shot away and wasn't able to. But even on the team goal that we scored, his first little dink ball to Almiron, which started off the whole build-up, was a great bit of skill, and particularly under the circumstances where he was perhaps, you know, getting frustrated, I think that showed great courage. And he was really good at defending as well, which is something that's really important as part of our team. Miguel's a great illustration of that. He's a wonderful skill player, but he's also very good at tackling back, and you need that in a high-press team like the way Atlanta United plays. So we're really pleased with the way it's going, and we know that we've got a lot more to come, which is the exciting part.
If you're just tuning in, it's our president of Atlanta United, Darren Eales, with us here on Dukes and Bill. Georgia Report, guys, coming up at the top of the hour. It was sort of a sidebar to the World Cup, Neymar with the classic dives. And when people, aside from the jokes and the viral videos, we kind of find ourselves, because of our style of play and our younger, smaller guys, in the same boat. If the refs are not going to protect our younger guys, does a guy like Eric Rometty help when eventually he gets here from Argentina?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know we lost Carlos Carmona. We needed some cover for that position. And Eric is really a younger Carlos. He's that ability to get around the pitch to help sort of break things down. And, you know, I think there'll be certain games where he'll play with Jeff, where perhaps we just need a little bit more solidity when we're away from home. And that's what Eric brings us. And what Tata's got now is another tool in his armory to be able to set the team up against whoever we're playing.
Are you willing to say we're the team to beat? And if you're not, I will, because I've watched this team, as all of us have, all season long. You know, there was this notion when the season started, man, I hope that, you know, we're able to get back to a point where we were last year, right? Have an opportunity in the playoffs. Dan, I think we're the best squad currently in MLS, and that's not to say we're going to win at all, but, you know, I think that, as you said, there is a target on our back, right? Every time we go out, just because of the fanfare and things that are going on in our city with Atlanta United, But, you know, you look at NYCFC, obviously you've got the Red Bulls. I'm talking about the East, but they're 5 points behind us, as you mentioned. And then in the Western Conference, I just, you know, the Sporting KC game, that's one that stands out. I feel like we're the team.
I think we're one of the teams to beat. I think we can certainly say that. And I think from our perspective, you know, we've put ourselves in a position now where we can try and fight for that supporter's shield. So that's the team that's top at the end of the regular season. I think once you get to the playoffs, then it's a different kettle of fish because it is a knockout scenario. But what we want to try and do is get to those playoffs this year with a rested squad. Whereas if you remember back to last year, we had all of those games because of the delay to the stadium and we were trying to fight for a higher seeding and it was just one of those circumstances where we didn't get a chance to rest. I think we've got the chance this year to make the playoffs and hopefully be in a better position from a squad rotation perspective.
Different kettle of fish.
That's right, pal.
Yeah, I'm using that one.
Darren Eales is with us here, guys, president of your Atlanta United FC. A couple of things. Darren, by the way, 11 players that are left now in the World Cup on these international squads are guys that you either were involved with signing when you were at Tottenham?
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing to see. I mean, I take Belgium, Nasser Chadli, Moussa Dembele, Jan Vertonghen. You've got the Hugo Lloris, the captain of France, the goalkeeper we signed when I was at Tottenham. Obviously, with England, Harry Kane, Eric Dier. So it's been pretty cool to see that Luka Modric, the best player for Croatia, we sold to Real Madrid while I was there. So it's lovely for me to see so many players there that have managed to get to the last four.
So you've got your fingerprint on this thing, huh?
Yeah, it's quite fun because I can play them off against each other. I'm telling them all good luck in the game. I just want England to win.
Now, I missed last week. How was Russia, by the way? We talked to you on the phone. You just gotten back. How was the experience?
It was amazing. I was really impressed. I was a bit sort of concerned, having been to Russia with Champions League with Tottenham, and it was difficult to get there with visas. I didn't think as many people would travel, but they waived the visa process, and they have these sort of fan cards that you can get if you have a ticket. And it was a really festive atmosphere. It reminded me of the Germany World Cup, where a lot of people had traveled, big fan zones.
Right.
And, you know, the games, I was fortunate to see Belgium play Tunisia. So 7 goals in that game, it was great atmosphere.
That won't be an issue. I mean, we're a long ways away, but when our time comes, right? I mean, with people coming and being a part of it here in America, it will have been, what, 30 years, I guess, since the last time we've had it.
Right.
But, you know, we think about it and we just feel like, well, you're here, obviously, but people come from all over the world. That won't be an issue, right? Has that been discussed with FIFA and whatnot?
No, I mean, look, it will be honestly the best World Cup. You think about it now, where soccer is in this country compared to 30 years ago. 30 years ago is still the most watched, most attended World Cup in the history of the game. So you add to that this new dynamic of soccer in America. You know, this is a country where lots of people come to visit on holiday anyway, so people will make an occasion of it. It's going to be the opposite of Qatar. You know,
right.
Qatar, no one's going to want to go to.
No, and it ruins a couple of seasons for how late it gets played in the calendar.
Exactly. So I think everyone's going to be so excited when it comes to the U.S. In 2026.
As long as you got a passport, man, you're cool. In Russia, though, your papers must be in order.
Order, yeah. Well, in most places you travel around the world now, I mean,
right,
that's probably the issue.
Hey, Darren Eales with us. If you're just tuning in, yes, Cristiano Ronaldo will be with Juventus. He thinks we may actually see him in a uniform on the All-Star game.
Yeah, look, I mean, if you think about it, this is a guy getting onto 34. They've spent $100 million on him and $30 million a year for 4 years. They're going to want to market the heck out of him. And for us, it's great. I mean, already we had over 2,000 tickets sold since the announcement was made. I mean, this is going to be huge for the game.
Is that about the Champions League for Juventus, about getting more competitive in the Champions League?
I think it's about being more competitive. And I think from Juventus's perspective, they've placed a big bet on trying to market the club. They're very traditional, but I think they've fallen behind some of the Real Madrid's, Barcelona's. So this is their way to try and get themselves into that conversation.
Need some star power.
Exactly.
Need some star power. Darren, thank you so much. We've got star power. Our Atlanta United guys, Sunday, July 15th, 2 o'clock, kick. And as Darren mentioned, follow him. He'll let you know where he's going to watch England beat France coming up. Thank you so much for joining us.
Cheers, guys.